from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Fresh Fridays! Oh, there's the sun! And thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula!
Serotonin boost right there. Good morning!
Ursula, before we get to agree to disagree,
yes.
You know these textures that I always...
I know. I don't look. I tell you, don't look till after the show.
Well, here's the thing about them. They help me.
Okay.
And they text in, a lot of them saying, yeah, G, that sounds good. And then I got a text from the 925. They said, G, my daughter moved to New York City to go to NYU in 2001. She lived there ever since. I've always paid to fly her home every Christmas and would continue to do so just to see her once a year. It's so worth it to keep family close. If you're just joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, we were talking about whether or not if you should pay for your children to fly home once a year. I'm the one. Ursula says yes. I said no. I stand corrected. Thank you, texter, for texting in. You're right. If it's just once a year, it's worth it.
It is, especially if they're not in a position to pay. At some point, they're clearly in the position to pay. But if you want them to spend a vacation with you and you know that they would have other choices, and maybe that would be just the added incentive and you can afford it, why not?
Sometimes you got to talk tough. You know what I mean?
I know. You saying that he turns 18, the magical number, he's going to get cut off.
Oh,
period.
He's cut off.
I don't
That's
think
the younger
so.
One.
I don't.
I think the younger one's earning potential is better than the older one's earning potential.
Stop it. Okay, don't compartmentalize your kids. They could surprise you.
I tell the truth with my kid.
I know, but sometimes us as parents, we can box them in, and then it only is when we're away from them and they're away from us that they show their true potential. So that's my advice.
you know who's closer to my politics? My youngest son.
Oh, is that right?
My older son. He's not. Yeah.
Sometimes, hey, you know
sometimes,
what?
Sometimes I want to put him in a headlock. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Variety is the spice of life. Isn't there something like that? Yeah. So it's good to have, you know, you raise your kids. You think they got the same input, and yet they're so different. That's the beauty.
I just found out why my youngest son thinks the way he does. It is not because of, well, it's not really because of me. It's because he listens to J. Cole music. And so, which brings me to my next point. Parents, what your kids listen to, that is a huge influence.
Absolutely. What they listen to, who they hang out with, absolutely. It's not just us.
Yeah, good point.
All right, so we know King County is planning on rolling back to phase two on Tuesday because of COVID case surges, and the actual effect would take effect on May 7th, which is Friday. Inslee also said this.
I do think that in the next several weeks, you will see increasing policies by the state and other entities like colleges and cruise lines and everything else. They will create more incentives for folks. We also will be announcing new guidelines that will allow spectator events and sports, performing arts, school graduations, to be able to be with other folks who are vaccinated.
So Inslee's saying that fully vaccinated people are going to get special treatment. Ursula, is this a good thing?
Well, when you put it in the special treatment, when you say it that way, they're going to have access to more things because they are vaccinated. So I think that only makes sense. But I want to just kind of roll it back a little bit. I think we need to do a better job of educating people and maybe fighting against some of the misinformation that is out there. There is now vaccine hesitancy. There are appointments that are going unfilled. There is a definite softening of the demand. And plain and simple, we cannot fully reopen unless we get at least close to herd immunity, which I'm happy to say we're getting closer to that in the city of Seattle, but elsewhere, not so much. So I wish it would sell itself. I wish we wouldn't have to do such a sell job. And I think it's maybe because there is so much misinformation and we're not doing a good enough job of saying these are the things that we can do once you are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And even though there are some issues that have popped up, those issues are very small in relation to, you know, how many vaccines have gone out there.
Right.
So I don't want to put it as a special treatment. I want to just say, hey, we need to do a better job of getting the information out there. It shouldn't be such a hard sell. One of our listeners said, his name is Jody. He said, I'll never question the right of anyone to choose to take a COVID vaccine, nor will I insult them for doing so. If vaccines are so incredibly good, why are insults, governor threats of excluding me from public life, and media censorship of dissent needed? It should sell itself, shouldn't it? And by the way, on this show, there's no media censorship. We talked about the issues with J&J when they happened. We talked about had someone on the show, co-host of yours who filled in, who had a very different opinion from you and I about vaccines.
Dre's is definitely opposite of us on vaccines.
Yes, exactly. But again, I think that, yes, when people see there are going to be more ways to open up because I get the vaccine, I think that's the way to go.
Ursula, you was talking so long, I forgot the...
Is it okay to say fully vaccinated people are going to get special treatment?
No, I don't like that.
Are you okay? That coffee's supposed to pep you up.
Well, no, because I'm trying to... No, I think what you're... Here's why you ask me, am I okay? Because of so many things that were going through my mind in answering that, right? Yeah, I mean, we're tired. This whole rollback thing is tiring. The potential of this continued rollback might continue even through June, maybe. Right now, we know that we're possibly going to roll back here in King County on after Monday, so that would probably go into May 7th, and then Pierce County's already rolled back, and they've already said there's a good chance that they're going to stay rolled back. And then vaccinations are happening, and then it's kind of slow. Right now, the supply is ahead of the demand. So as far as special privileges, I guess on one hand, I just don't like the sound of it.
I know, but that's exactly what's happening.
But that's what's happening. Yeah. So are there going to be situations where schools and, hey, you can come to this graduation or these types of things if you've been vaccinated?
I said, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I just don't like the wording, like you were kind of saying.
Yeah, so here's a question for everybody, actually, because you know in New York, Mayor de Blasio is saying, we're going to open, I can't remember what date it is.
Oh, yeah, they're about to open.
Yeah, he said, we're going to open up no matter what. We're just going to open all up. Maybe that's what people want. It's just like,
yes!
No matter what, we're going to open up.
Yes, Ursula, yes! That's you see how
regardless
just
get, of yes. you did, because that's almost the only thing that really people can understand. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree.
But did you see how I pepped up?
Yes, because it's easier to understand.
Just open it up.
Sadly, I just don't think that's the way a pandemic works. And if you think about a global pandemic, look what's happening in India. Look what's happening in other parts of the country. And we don't want it to go that direction.
Hey, Ursula. Anyway. I agree with what you're saying, but I think that's some of the best things you've ever said.
What? Hey, open it up?
Just open it up!
All right, so Kamala Harris agreed with one part of Tim Scott's rebuttal from President Biden's speech to Congress the other night. Here it is.
I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today.
And Biden said the same thing. Gee, is America racist? And is that even the relevant question?
I answered this and no, America is not a racist country. I've answered that. And just like Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris just said, you also cannot forget what has happened in this country. Right. And we still cannot forget on how to try to be better in this country. So I agree with all of that. And I agree with Senator Tim Scott the next day. So.
Yeah. Ursula? Well, America is not a racist country, but there are racist people in America. And maybe some of them have become too encouraged to show some of that racist behavior.
Sure. They've been empowered.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
100%. But I just think that for anyone to let me just say this. If you're a parent, I shouldn't say it this way. If you're someone that the younger generation looks up to, and you give them that message that, yes, America is a racist country, I'd advise you to be careful with that, because you don't know what that will do to that person or that group of people. Because if they believe what you're saying, it's going to be tougher for them to be able to handle this world. It's this country going forward. It's just definitely, you want to talk about glass not as full. That's something.
Well, I think bottom line is you can't just make these sweeping statements.
Mm-mm.
I think that's what has become. It's easier for people, when I told you don't compartmentalize, I think it's easier for people to function in the black and white and not in that gray area.
Yeah.
So it's easier to say everybody on the right is this, everybody on the left is this, everybody, it's all or nothing. And that's just not how reality is. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to call it out when you see it.
People get paid a lot of money to do that.
All right, so the CDC says that cruise ships could restart by mid-July. Ursula, are you going to go on a cruise, or is it too soon? You want to be stuck in a floating room?
I'm going to say this before I run out of the room.
Yeah.
If Ursula says yes, that she'll go on a cruise, and at the same time says yes, she agrees with the rollback, I'm running out the room. Go.
I would go on a cruise, but not till next January.
July. He said July,
okay.
Ursula.
So should they restart sailings by mid-July? Are you going on a cruise or is it too soon? That's a good one. That is a good point. Okay, however, here's why I would go. This is why I would go, just like I would go on, because I do have both vaccines, and I know that is an industry that is going to be going above and beyond to try to get people back because they've been totally shut down.
How about them restaurants?
I've been going to restaurants too, right? And trying to do what I can, and I've yet to get sick.
Keep it a buck, Ursula.
Yeah, keep it a buck.
I got you on this one.
You did. That was a good one. That was really good. I have no answer. Go ahead.
Am I going on a cruise? No. But I'm not going to be mad at my good friend Ursula if she does.
That's not till January.
You know what I mean? But yeah, Ursula is going for real in January.
Yes.
But if some of my friends are like, hey, G, I'm fully vaccinated. I'm going on a cruise.
Well, are you going to go into a stadium? Again, I am fully vaccinated. So are you going to go to a stadium and watch a game?
Here's what I believe. That's why we should open it up and let people choose. Right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I choose my different battles that I want to take. Will I go to the stadium when the Seahawks season starts? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Will I go on a cruise? No. Do I go to a lot of restaurants and things? No. Like, you know what I mean? Give us choices.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Today is the day.
I know.
Today is the day. Ursula wants
cracking
you to
his way in.
Ursula wants you to hit the bell because I got her this time. Yes, yes.
No, you got me. You did get me.
So the Biden administration announced yesterday that they want to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. One study suggests that banning menthol cigarettes in the U.S. would keep 900,000 smokers from quitting. It would force 900,000 smokers from quitting, including 230,000 African Americans. This could happen at a year after the ban. Is this the right way to get people to stop smoking, Ursula?
Okay, just to be clear, so basically this study says nearly a million or 900,000 smokers would quit, and a large number of them would be African Americans. I'm not sure that this study holds true. And I'm going to say, why just menthol cigarettes, right? I mean, you ban them. Once you ban them, what are people going to do? They're just going to pay more to find them because it is already addiction. I would rather put the money into programs that help you lose that addiction versus banning the menthol cigarettes.
When I hear menthol, it just reminds me of when I was younger. When my Aunt Darlene would have me go, she'd get Cool Miles, had other family relatives get Newports, others get Salems, all the different menthols, right?
Uh-huh.
Or the different malt liquors. And I used to always wonder, like, yo, how in the world? Billy D. Williams did not do us no favors drinking Coke 45. None. How? That is the worst beer. Coke 45, OE 800, St. Ives, all of those things. Private stock. Anyways, back to the point. If they're going to get and reduce tobacco, reduce tobacco sales all around. Why won't they do that, Ursula? Does that have anything to do with money and lobbyists in the hands of politicians?
Yeah, the idea is these particular ones are like the entryway for young people too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so the idea is if you have the, it's kind of like the vaping. Now, the funny thing is, and maybe it's hypocritical, is I was okay with doing this on the vaping. Because
are you look
yes,
at you,
so,
Ursula?
So I see my hypocrisy here. So I have a different way of thinking when it comes to vaping versus cigarettes. So I don't know that I can, but I'm going to say right now, just my gut reaction, given what I know, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm so proud of you, Ursula. So proud.
So, I'm calling out my own hypocrisy.
So government data says about 2.7 million Americans age 55 or older are thinking about early retirement, partly because of the pandemic, partly because of soaring stock and real estate prices, so American baby boomers can afford to go. G?
Well, so what's the question?
Are you going to retire as soon as you can, or do you want to keep working?
No, I want to keep working, and I want this talk to stop, because my co-host, I keep letting her know, we got about 10, 15 years in this thing, right? So do not bring this conversation up. I don't want Ursula even thinking about possible retirement. Ursula?
And G's saying that is because I've said it a few times. G, you've got many, many more years in this business. I'm giving myself, like, hey, if I do it for another 5, I'm good. I'm 55. If I have the luxury of retiring at 60, I absolutely will. My husband is the opposite. He wants to work until he's close to 70. For me, there's so much I want to do that I look forward to retirement. And I don't want to retire when I'm too old to do anything. I want to retire when I have the chance to travel to my heart's content, to be able to help raise grandkids, which I assume you know, my sons will have at some point.
Yeah.
And I've seen too often where people didn't plan well for the retirement, or they worked so hard that by the time they retired, they couldn't enjoy their retirement.
Well, let me.
And I don't want that. So, you know, I think I've been trying to take the right steps so that we can retire comfortably.
Right.
And I would totally, I totally understand. 55, that would mean me retiring right now? No.
Well, how about this, Ursula? Let me just say this in front of everybody that's listening. You, before doing this show, you used to take up all of your vacations. And ever since you've been doing the G and Ursula show, I just want you to know, I recognize it. You don't take your vacations like you used to.
No.
And I apologize.
I need to change that.
We were just
launching the show.
Right.
Yeah. And I honestly enjoy it so much.
I think you, even when you take off for a day, you text in like, hey, everything's going okay. Like, I apologize. I want you to know that when you take off, just take off. I'm the weirdo.
I know. You never take vacations. But no, I think that we should, if you work those many years, you should enjoy retirement and you shouldn't wait. But, it, you know, I don't fault anyone who wants to work till they're 75. I get it, too.
All I know is Stephen and Eric, when they have their kids and your grandkids,
yeah,
they're going to have a cool grandma.
I look forward to it.
Hey, coming up next, Ursula, what is it again that we're talking about at 11:30?
Well, you know when athletes are competing at a certain level and then they have to give that up? The mental health issues that so many of them struggle with and then really have to fight against a stigma attached to that.
I'll tell you guys about a former Seahawk that drove to a park to kill himself after being cut from the team.
Oh, no.
We'll do that next. G and Ursula.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show, our Fresh Friday edition here on Cairo Radio. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. After you've reached the pinnacle of your career, whether you're a professional athlete or you're someone who has achieved a very high level of success, So often your mental health can be a huge struggle once you're no longer in the spotlight. Six-time Olympic medalist Allie Raisman has now retired from gymnastics, and she is sharing her experience with depression and anxiety.
I'm still kind of trying to navigate how to fully recover, but I've learned the importance of being kind to myself, because I realize that when I'm really stressed out, when I'm having a lot of anxiety, I'm often really hard on myself, and it is exhausting.
She's now a mental health advocate. Tomorrow, she's going to be hosting a virtual World Wellness Break. In an interview with CBS this morning, she talked about the challenges that she has faced as a gymnast. And then, of course, afterwards, she says she feels differently every single day. But it's been interesting because she went from being in the best shape of her life, working out 6 to 7 hours on some days, to some days now, she says she's not even able to go for a 10-minute walk outside. Her anxiety and depression can be that debilitating. And I wanted to talk about this because I know you've had experiences being surrounded by athletes, and including having your oldest son playing at Ohio State, obviously. And what do you talk about with your son when you talk about preparing for the day that maybe all those accolades are not going to be coming in? Maybe he doesn't have a pro career. Maybe he doesn't, you know, maybe his career as a football player doesn't go the way he hopes it does.
You prepare for the end right now. You see? That's what happens. When my son and I, when we have conversations, we don't talk about like, hey, you need to do these things and so you can make it to the NFL. No. We talk about, hey, after football, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to do this as far as investments. Hey, I want to do this as far as income. Hey, this is an area where I want to live. You have to talk about the end game first. Once the end comes, it's like a fire hydrant that has been undone, and then the water just gushing all in your face. It all happens at once. People change around you. And the number one thing that I do for my son is I'm not his fan. I'm his dad. Mm. And a lot of these professional athletes, people change. Kids in their 20s, because they have $1 million in their bank account, all of a sudden they're making the decisions for the family. All of a sudden, people have problems. They're calling the 20-something-year-old because they have problems. And the reason why they're calling them is because they have the money. Mm-hmm. Mom's calling to help them with their problems. Dad's calling to help them with their problems. My son, if he is able, God willing, to get to the next level, I won't accept a dollar from him, because I've seen so much of what it does. I just gave the example, and I'll just keep it simple. TJ Duckett used to be a running back for the Seattle Seahawks. I can share this story because he came on my radio show and he shared it. After he was cut by the Seattle Seahawks, he went back to Michigan, where he is from, in the Lansing area. He went to school at Michigan State. He was lost. He'd been built up as this athlete his entire life. That's TJ Duckett. Oh, my goodness. And when it's done, it's like how he described it. It's like 100 times harder than it is to lose a relationship, right? But the thing is that relationship continues on. You see the game continue. Well, he drove to a park, and he was getting ready to kill himself. And how he got through that, he stopped eating for 40 days and 40 nights to get through that. So I'm not saying, yes, that's an extreme case, right?
Because you mention it, and I think it's just really important, because there are people, you know, especially now, a year plus into the pandemic,
who are
struggling with mental health, depression, and anxiety. Yeah. It does get better. He obviously learned and figured out it does get better. Your self-talk, and this is what Allie Raisman was saying too, we are so hard on ourselves.
Yes, we are.
And so often you put the value on too much of what other people have told you into how you define yourself. And then you add those doubts that you feel yourself. And sometimes you can be the hardest person on yourself. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Allie said is to have grace, to give herself a break, to know that she is worthy, that she's not just gymnastics. There's so much more to her than that one sport. And I think this can apply to anybody. There have been people we just talked about me saying that, you know, maybe in 5 or 6 years I'd be ready to retire. And one of my friends said, I don't think you're going to, Ursula, because you're so used to a certain thing and so much of your identity is tied into this place that you've spent for the last 30 years.
Right.
I hope not, because I always identify myself first as a mom and before I identify myself as someone who works at a radio station for so long.
Right.
But I think that is something that we all can learn from. You know, what she's saying now, too, our jobs cannot be everything. Our careers cannot be everything. Didn't Marshawn Lynch talk about this, too?
Yeah.
And, you know, what was his advice? To take care of the mentals.
Take care of your mentals, right? And your chicken. That's money. He talked about that. Before this year, when my son was on the rise and becoming a high school All-American, I would tell him, you see how everybody loves you and everybody's saying all these great things about you? You need to, the same way you can't believe everything you see when they tell you how much they love you, because there's going to come a time where there's going to be people that's going to tell you how much you suck.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so when my son didn't get the playing time that not just he thought he should have had, but other people thought he should have had, then you should see his messages then, right? Oh, you're terrible. Oh, you suck. So he was ready for that because I already told him it was coming. Mm-hmm. Now.
It still hurts.
No doubt about it. But here's the beauty. Here's what I tell him. You watch. When you start playing again, watch how some of the same people that told you you suck will be on the, hey, I always knew you can do it, right? The support crowd is always smaller than the congratulations crowd. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's important. But I think in all facets, speaking about this pandemic, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that this pandemic that we've gone through, Ursula, has been hard for so many of us.
Yes. Always remember that it's okay to not be okay.
Yes.
To reach out for help, to know that you're not alone. Also, one of the things that Allie Raisman says is having some kind of routine has helped her a ton. Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice, too, because good. There's so much right now that is like not the same, and it's not, you know, everything's different. And if you can find ways to have a routine, I mean, that's going to actually help as well. But again, can't emphasize it enough. No shame in asking for help.
Ursula, how do you get through your moments of dealing with me during a show for a whole year? How do you deal with that?
I laugh. And then apparently we can't get enough, so then we're texting after the show.
Hey, happy Fresh Fridays, everybody. Coming up next is time for your texts, your feedback, and then Ursula's Words to Live By. It's G and Ursula. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Friday, y'all. I can't believe we're all ready towards the end of the show. But right now it's time to take your texts, your feedback, and then Ursula's Words to Live By. And then, of course, I'm looking for those texts there, and I don't have texts.
Well, we're as far as going back to phase two, 206, stop getting tested, and we won't roll back. I'm not sure what that means, but 425 says, Governor Inslee cannot stop people from gathering, and he can't force people to get vaccinated. Enough is enough. And another one from 206 says, it makes no sense. A bunch of us are getting vaccinated, so we should be able to do what we want. 425 says, close down bars and restaurants again. People go right back to having dinner parties and house parties in their apartments and houses. No social distancing, no limits on occupancy. These politicians and bureaucrats are clueless about how real people live. Regular people are not going to go back into lockdown.
253 says, hey, G and Ursula just went by the Tacoma Dome on day 5 of their free vaccines, and the parking lot is empty there. Nobody is here.
Yikes. On the topic of the chocolate shop, Chocolati, 206 says, as much as I would serve a cop if I work at a coffee shop, it is a private business, and they can serve whomever they want. That's what Republicans want. See the gay wedding cake for an example.
Well, 360
says, Boeing just said they fired many employees for their social media accounts. The employee at Chocolati needs to be fired.
915 says, it is Antifa without mask. Without their mask on, some of them do have jobs.
360, it says, where is Attorney General Bob Ferguson in this case of discrimination?
360 says, the fact that he refers to the employee as a team member doesn't act like this unless you have the same views.
Nice. I'm hoping that owner does join us to explain and maybe try to rethink that apology. When it comes to the menthol cigarette ban, 206 says banning cigarettes but legalizing all harmful drugs. This here proves that the world truly is upside down. Good point.
As far as woke words, 253 says, can we add fair share to the list of words like woke and cancel culture? It's another word that's become a meaningless slogan.
Michael Medved, 253, says corporations are making record profits during the pandemic and the wage gap has never been worse. Small business is getting killed right now. Trickle-down economics is a fantasy designed to make sure that the rich keep getting richer and to make poor people think that they could be a millionaire.
360 says, if both parties put in a black candidates as front runners to break racism, isn't that racist itself?
Something to ponder. When it comes to paying to have your kids visit, 509 says, why are you vacationing with your adult children? Go enjoy your time without them.
Yeah. 360 says, when the kids go, it's a trip. Vacation is with no kids.
206 says, we all talk a big game, but gee, as a father of four kids ages 19 to 25, your wallet is never off limits to them.
You're kind of not wrong. Ursula, you want to go ahead and get to that mic drop text of the day?
I'm not sure why this one is it, but 206 says, hey, I heard America's on the move again. Do you guys think it's true? And thanks for that emergency alert test earlier in the show. It actually worked.
Oh, okay. Let's get to Ursula's words to live by.
I like this one. Happiness is the new rich. Inner peace is the new success. Health is the new wealth. And kindness is the new cool. Let's all be cool. Hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Ursula, have a great weekend. And by the way, you mentioned something earlier. I didn't get a chance to say something. You said Mark would probably work throughout.
Yes.
What's Mark's name? Long live Mark. Hey! Chris Martin, thank you for what you do, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, Andrew, thank you, man. Hey, did you get your bike on the road, bro?
Not yet. It's too wet for that still.
Man, you procrastinating, bro.
A little bit.
Yeah. Hey, a big thank you to all of you. It's the weekend. Shout out to everybody in Pierce County. That's where I'm heading to. I'll be out and about. Puyallup, Tacoma. Catch me out in the streets. I'll be out there with a mask on, of course. We do this again on Monday, 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that, and be good.